That's what
Yeah,
you do.
man. I mean, so honestly, like, that's just my coach JT, and I just told him, and like, I just told him, like, man, like, I'm so confident right now, so just put me out there. Let me play some football, you know what I mean? So he just seeing what I could do, and you know, like, they spread me out wide, having me run little go routes, and I'm catching the ball, so just keep feeding me the rock. That's all I gotta say to that.
Sound from training camp brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. That banging you heard there in a clip is just James Washington, you know, kind of being demonstrative with his hands and back
did
and
you
forth.
Say James Dwayne?
Did I say James again?
Yeah.
Dwayne Washington.
Yeah.
Hey, it goes back to, again.
I think there is a James Washington.
Yeah, played for the Washington football team, or the Commanders now. Yeah, it goes back to him. Dwayne Washington, excuse me. But he was, you know, very demonstrative with his hands talking there, so he kept slapping the podium with his hands. So we apologize about that. But at the same time, it's really good stuff that he's saying, so we wanted to make sure we get it out to you guys. All right, here is Dwayne Washington on his different mindset now that he's a veteran.
Well, I just think that personally, my mindset is different. And saying that, I would just say that every year, you know, as we get older in this league, they find ways of pushing you out the building. So me being, you know, a 7-year vet, I'm trying to find ways to be with the young guys and still run with them guys and still show my talent, you know.
See, there's a guy that knows how the business works. Push
yes.
out the building. He knows his job's not. He's got to fight for his job every year.
Every year.
Especially, you know, I remember Zach telling me this. Man, when you're a seventh-round pick or an undrafted guy, they're trying to replace you every year.
Without a doubt. And listen, and for the running back role, okay, Ezigbo, you know, we want to see what he's going to do against the Texans when he runs. Abram Smith, we want to see what he's going to do. All of a sudden, well, that's an intriguing character. He was a linebacker at Baylor. They moved him 1 year. He gets over 1,600 yards. It's a Baylor record. And then you got Tony Jones Jr. He's been up and down a roller coaster. How he's going to handle this opportunity. But you know what none of those cats have? They can't play special teams like Dwayne Washington. They can't be reliable. So you're on the back end of that roster. You know, that's what – and he knows that. He knows he wants to be a complete player and – that's why he said, man, I got good hands. You know, put me out wide. I'll run a go route or take off. You might stretch the defense. And I told you when Andy Dalton hit him in the seam, man, he looked like a wide receiver,
yeah.
25, 30 yards down. So the more you could do and the more the coaches witness you doing those type plays. But his bread and butter is Dwayne Washington is different versions. Because when you look at, like, the Chris Banjos of the world, you look at JT Gray, you look at Justin Hardy, well, I'm telling you, Dwayne Washington is like the running back version of their contribution on special teams. You might think, well, a bunch of people could do that. No, they can't. No, they can't because they're not on rosters. There's few and far between, like, an outstanding running back who can tackle. A wide receiver. Let's say you're a wide receiver trying to make a team. You might be. Well, so what if he could tackle? Well, if he's trying to make this team, he better be able to tackle.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're trying to truly make a team, show me, not a defensive player, but like it might be a tight end or like a fullback or running back or wide receiver type player and could tackle. Because you provide depth at your position and then we can utilize you in special teams at a high level. And we could count on you that you'll be a difference maker. That I'm telling you, if you're in the back end trying to make a roster, that's how you make a team.
Shifting gears a little bit to Trevor Penning, Bobby. We're going to hear from him again. And I know he's got a ways to go. He's got some things to improve on. But his attitude is that of a throwback player. Here was Trevor Penning, the rookie. Look how it's supposed to be played. He's got a mean streak to him.
Yeah, it's football.
Yeah.
Bothered by it,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's nothing's nice about football. I mean, you gotta be mean. I mean, you want the guy across from you to hate your guts. I mean, if the guy across from you hates you, like, you're doing your job. So,
hey, like that. I don't like that. I love that. Nothing nice about football. You want the other guy across from you to hate your guts.
Oh well, you know,
not enough of that. Not enough of that in football these days.
No, yeah, this day and age, like, it's all about love, respect your fellow man. You ain't got to respect your fellow man when you're on the football field.
Not in
you want to knock the crap out of him. You want to punch him in the mouth. I mean, legally. But, I mean, no, that's one thing. Society might change in certain areas. But when you truly in the trenches in football, that ain't changing. I don't think that – I don't know what's going to come about, you know, the latter part of this century, whether it's flag football type. But if you're going to go truly man-to-man, hand-to-hand combat in the trenches and the way football is today – no, you got to be a mean son of a gun, and that's going to bode well for you. And you go whistle to whistle. And so what if your opponent doesn't like you? You want to be an SOB. And you got to be mean.
It's not a popularity contest.
Yeah, you want some player on your team that has empathy and is compassionate? What? Are you kidding me? When they're down, you want to kick them when they're down. You want to put the nail in the coffin. That's how Conrad Dobler, give me those Kyle Turley guys within the whistle, not post-whistle, because you can't hurt your team. But listen, I'd rather that you got to rein in a player than having to light a fire.
Right.
And God rest his soul, he just passed away, Darren Gilbert, who I play with from Cal State Fullerton. He just died. He was like 58 years old. He's in his 50s. I don't even know how he passed away. But like Darren Gilbert, I never could tell him nothing. Because then he would play worse, and that means I would get hit more. So what I would tell him, Darren, you know, being a psychologist, come on, you could do it. Just keep fighting. Come on, you're going to be all right. And then he would do it because he had the skill set. And then you had a guy like Stan Brock. He wanted you to cuss him out and chew him out to get him motivated. So it's how you motivate to push the right buttons with different players. But as far as, like, somebody want to poo-poo the aggressive nature of football, I mean, and in the trenches, no. Give me a guy that you don't have to light a fire. Like Cesar Ruiz or Andres Pete, come on. You have the ability. Now go out there and do it. I mean, I should be reining you in instead of me having to motivate you week in and week out.